All right, it's the Keefe to the City Yankees podcast, and the Yankees went 7-4 over the Blue Jays on Monday night in Toronto to begin that four-game series there. After splitting the four games against the Rays over the weekend at the stadium, did the podcast after the Friday night game, the Saturday quick turnaround, Sunday was Mother's Day, Monday was my wife's birthday, so a little delayed here on the last few games, but overall, I guess a disappointing weekend against the Rays, kind of like the weekend before where you expected more. There was more there for the Yankees to take. They didn't do so. Could have won 2 or 3 in Tampa the previous week. Could have won 3 or 4 this weekend. The only real game they had no chance in was the first game of the series. So you come away from these 7 games with the Rays knowing the Yankees can play with the Rays. But going 3 and 4, there's no moral victories here. And losing a game in the standings just to the Rays, having 7 of the 13 head-to-head games come off the schedule where you don't make up any ground, isn't ideal. Like I said, there was more for the Yankees there to do. They didn't get the job done. Blew some leads along the way, had some comeback wins along the way, and at the end of the series, they end up splitting 2-2. So now they head to Toronto, where on Monday night, they jumped over Alek Manoah in the first inning, all over him, the best they've ever done against him. He is the guy the last 2 years, really, since he debuted in 2020, so I guess, you know, 3 seasons, but really just the last 2 full, he's the number one pitcher I don't want the Yankees to face in a big spot. He has owned them. He has shut them down. He has dominated them. And in my opposing pitcher power rankings, he is the number one pitcher I feared the most for the Yankees, really since his debut in 2020 and his major league debut when he shut them down. And that's really no longer the case because Alek Manoah kind of sucks now. He hasn't been good this season. He was atrocious on Monday night, giving up 3 runs right away in the first inning. The Yankees got out to a 7-0 lead in that game, were able to hold on 7-4 as they did their best once again to try to blow a massive lead. I don't know why they can't just run away and just put a game away and just make it a laugher. It's always got to, whether it's 6 runs, 7 runs, there's always the tying run coming to the plate. If not, they let the game get tied like they did a couple weekends ago in Tampa. Just put the game away so we don't have to see Michael King, so we don't have to see and waste the elite arms in the bullpen. But the Yankees have had trouble doing that. They can't just make it easy. It's always got to be difficult with them. And in Monday night's game, the real story became kind of Aaron Judge. And not because he hit 2 home runs, not because he put the Yankees on the board in the second at-bat of the game with the solo home run, not because he hit the second home run later in the game, the mammoth shot, not because he went 2 for 2 in the game with a pair of home runs, 3 RBIs, 2 runs, 3 walks, on base all 5 times. The story became because he was peeking into the dugout before he hit the second home run. And before he hit the second home run, Aaron Boone had gotten thrown out of the game for arguing balls and strikes for Judge. The Yankees dugout was chirping the umpire, apparently. Blue Jays broadcast didn't mention any of this as they made a story out of this, because if you go everywhere you see today is Aaron Judge cheating or the Yankees stealing signs, you know, that's now open to interpretation because of the Blue Jays broadcast, which I don't know. I can't say for sure they're not, but it's unlikely that they are given the state of the game, given pitch comm, given everything that's happened within baseball in the last few seasons. It's unlikely. There's a very slim chance that the Yankees were stealing signs, relaying them to Judge. And I don't know why. I don't think you're stealing signs when you're blowing the Blue Jays out on the road. And they've got Jay Jackson pitching. I mean, I don't think anyone needs to be stealing signs off Jay Jackson. But the Blue Jays broadcast started talking about it in Judge's second at bat.
All right, Buck, so you and I looked at each other at the same moment right when we saw this 3 pitches ago.
Watch what he's looking at.
Yeah. What is that?
Where's he looking?
Where's he looking? And he did it more than once.
Yeah, it's really, really unusual. But you and I both looked at each other when we saw that.
Like, did you see what I saw? And you don't want to go, you know, throwing allegations around without knowing, but...
No. And you know what? I have had guys look back when I was catching, and you obviously could see it, and he couldn't see the catcher with the way he was looking right there.
Yeah, just did it again. And he pummeled it. He hit it a country mile for his second home run of the night.
Third time this season that Aaron Judge has hit two homers in a game. And once again, he's looking at something. And then the next move is that powerful swing, and he blasts one to center field. I've not seen that before with him.
No.
I've not ever seen that.
And we've both seen it,
it was a lot.
Do you think he's trying to see if he can see Kirk, if Kirk's away?
Yeah,
I don't know. More likely to be a slider if Kirk's in and he can't see him. It's more likely to be a fastball.
But the way his head was, I don't know that he could see the catcher just looking like that.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny that Dan Schulman says, we're not here to kind of throw around allegations, but that's exactly what they're doing by talking about this. And then Judge, after the game, was asked about it. He didn't even understand the question at first because it was kind of phrased oddly, but to him, he hadn't known that it had become a story because he's in the middle of the game. He hadn't yet seen what it was becoming and what it's become today. He gave an answer that seems truthful, seems believable, that the Yankees are winning 6-0 at that point. The manager's gone. He got thrown out for arguing balls and strikes. Why is anyone in the dugout still chirping the umpire? What are you going to prove by doing that? For Aaron Boone to argue balls and strikes is not smart as it is, because you're not going to change the umpire and you're just going to get kicked out anyway. I don't know. I'm on Judge's side here. What is there to gain from the players in the dugout other than them getting themselves kicked out? What is there to prove? And he spoke about that.
Yeah, it was kind of a lot of chirping from our dugout, which I really didn't like in the situation where it's a 6-0 game. And I know Booney got tossed. Like, I was trying to save Booney by calling timeout. Like, hey, hold up here. Like, let me work here. So I was kind of trying to see who was chirping in the dugout. So it's 6-0. Like, Booney got tossed. Let's go to work now.
Teammates kind of checking on your Yankees teammates?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking. Like, who's still talking here? It's 6-0, and our manager got tossed. He did his job. Like, let's go back to playing ball.
So I believe Judge. I think this is just going to be one of those stories now that doesn't go away. If the Yankees, you know, if Judge does well, if the Yankees win, it'll be, oh, they're cheating, they're stealing signs. I don't think they're doing either of those things. If they are, they're not hiding them well, but most likely they aren't. To me, it's not a story, shouldn't be a story. The story should be that the Yankees beat the Blue Jays, beat them up pretty badly, beat up Alek Manoah like the rest of the league has. I was worried that the Yankees would get shut down by him, even though he's not shutting anyone down. And they win a game, and they've won 6 of their last 8. They're out of last place. The Red Sox are back in last place in the division. The Yankees are now only 7.5 back of the Rays, and it could be 3.5. If the Yankees had won the Garrett Cole start 2 Sundays ago when they had the 6-0 lead in Tampa, and if they had won Sunday before Aaron Boone just idiotically let Clark Schmidt face the top of the order a third time, brought in Albert Abreu with the base loaded, he doesn't do any of those things, and the Yankees win, they'd be 3.5 back right now. 3.5. Instead, that's a 4-game swing, and they're 7.5 back, and they've got a lot of work to do to cut that even farther. They still got 3 games left here in Toronto, 3 big games, because most likely it's the Blue Jays that they'll have to worry about in the long run and not the Rays, because of the lead the Rays have built. But the Rays have regressed to some point. You know, before they came to New York over the weekend, they had a bad few nights in Baltimore. They still have, everyone on their team still has ridiculous numbers, whether it's Taylor Walls or Paredes or Harold Ramirez. You've got 900 plus OPSs up and down the lineup, home run totals that are just insane. The Rays, you know, they built that lead and they built those numbers against the bad teams in the league, and that's what the Yankees are going to have to do when they play the bad teams, which they have to this point when they swept the A's last week. But for now, the focus is on the Blue Jays, and it's going to be a tough next 3 games. You take the first game, you start thinking about a 4-game series, taking the series. That means winning 2 of the next 3. They'll have Cole in one of those games, which always helps. Luis Severino is getting closer to a return. Carlos Rodon finally threw the other day without any issue and is expected to get another cortisone injection. So things are looking up for the Yankees. They are looking up. They've been playing better. Yes, 3 of those games were against the A's, but everyone's going to get to play the A's. They've just been playing better. They've been scoring runs. It's not so painful watching the offense. Let's stop with Jake Bowers batting leadoff, though. I don't need to see. Jake Bowers wasn't good enough to be a Yankee until recently, and now he's batting leadoff for the Yankees. Like, what are we doing here? There can't just be a day where Aaron Boone just makes a day's worth of logical choices. Like, a strong, sensible lineup, good bullpen decisions. Like, I just don't know why it's so hard for him to do that. Why he always has to try to do some quirky shit to prove that he's smarter than everyone else. You're not smarter than everyone else. We know you're not. We watched you on TV, on ESPN. We've seen you manage a major league team for now going on 6 years. We know you're not smart, so stop trying to prove it. Just make easy choices. You manage the New York Yankees. There's no easier thing from an actual lineup, bullpen, rotation, you know, standpoint in the league. There shouldn't be anything easier. You know, you don't have to do much. You just can't fuck it up, but he seems to do that the most. So stop batting Jake Bowers leadoff. I can't believe I'm even talking about that. So the Yankees win a game. They're playing better. Let's see how these next three nights go. Tuesday night, back at it in Toronto. I'll be back after the game to talk about it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you after the game.